I remember like seeing the Unalaska job and being like, this would be crazy. And I could not ever get it out of my mind after that. And I was sort of, it was this nervous excitement, you know, about the idea of applying for something. And I had never like lived that far from home or anything like that. And so, yeah, it just sort of took root. And by that fall, it was kind of clear that we're just going to take the leap. So,
And so, what were you expecting the station or the community to be like?
well, I visited once before I took the job. I was like, one of my parents' conditions is that I had to go and see the place in person to like make sure that it was okay. And so I flew out in the month like before I took the job for a weekend. You know, it was an insane fall storm. It was like one of those nights that it's blowing sideways. And, you know, the plane got in. I think we did get stuck in Cold Bear Sand Point for a few hours. We don't have any cell service. I don't know what's happening. I've never been on a propeller plane in my life, you know. And when I finally got in, Robbie came and picked me up at the airport because he was on the board at that time. He was like, "No one expected you to make it in." And I was like, "What does that mean? Like, you can't, that's not like a thing that people say." So they drove me to Burma Road and everyone was doing the candidates forum. It was a whirlwind. But I remember when I was flying away, I remember thinking it would be weird if I never went back. You know, I felt I had formed an attachment to it.
What were your favorite stories?
Friendship Cup, that would be one of my favorites. I mean, that was literally like my roommate was Carlos Tayag. He found that trophy in a storage closet at the community center and was telling me about it. I was like, that sounds interesting. We should figure out where it came from. And we did a sort of detective work saga and it spawned Friendship Cup. And I did that story for only a game. And that was just like a completely random feature that ended up touching on so many aspects of how Unalaska's culture works, about the fishing industry and the connections to Russia. And the connections to like the global economy and just, you know, the way the workforce works there and all these international folks and sort of the stuff you do to pass the time on an Aleutian island also. And that was a lot of fun. So those were good stories, like when you could stumble on one of those that you could just have fun with, because there were no limits on like what kinds of stories you could do. If you could find the time to do it, you could like do any story you wanted to. And that was great because you never get that in a normal newsroom. So that was a lot of fun.
Any other favorite memories?
Well, when I first got there, the day I arrived to start my job was when the Arctic Hunter ran aground. That was 2013. It had run aground the night before. And so, like, within hours of me arriving, Lauren Rosenthal led me and Annie Ngo on an expedition out to try to go see it. We were trying to get to Morris Cove, like, first driving and then on foot. And we found that we not only could not do that, but also that even if we had gotten to Morris Cove, we couldn't have seen it because it wasn't at Morris Cove, I think, or something like that. But that was my first experience with grapple. And I also like have a bad leg, and so I'm like trekking through the tundra, like breaking my ankle. Like not actually, but I was like, what is gonna happen to me? Oh my God, I'm in this crazy place. It was like a little bit of a hazing ritual, I think, which is totally fine. And I got back and my face was all puffy from the grapple. And I was like, are these hives? Like, what is happening to me in this place? And she was like, oh, that's just the grapple. Like, but, you know, when I talk about like how it was like being thrown into the deep end of like life, journalism, and America, you know, like that's what Unalaska is. Like arriving there and just being like, good luck with this, whatever all this is, and you just have to make it work.
And you were quite the like local musician, right?
Yeah, that was something I did not expect when I went there. I mean, I'd always sung a cappella in college, because of course I did. Yeah, it was a lot of fun to play music there. We did the little Tiny Desk concert. It's definitely something that was like a real highlight of my time, not as a reporter in Unalaska, that I would love to find again, because there are so many cool people there. Everyone's so talented and like, you don't have anything better to do, especially because the internet was not as good back then as it apparently is now. I can't believe you guys have data. It just like is, you say that actually, but it doesn't sound like you actually have it all the time. Unreliable.
Data in quotes.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, that's how we I felt about like the internet in general there. And that was a big adjustment because I'm like an internet person. And so I remember like the first couple of weeks were a major culture shock. I was just trying to be like, okay, you cannot load this many things at once. You can't download stuff. Slow it down, log off. But that was nice because it encouraged me to do more activities that were like more, you know, constructive for me as a person than just sitting on the internet all day. Although I did miss a lot of, you know, important One Direction content while I was there, but I managed to keep up. And I did fly to Ireland at one point while I was in Unalaska to see them. So that's who I am. And it was, I mean, like, in all seriousness, it was cool that I was able to continue to, like, be my, like, mainland self while living there. I think I just, like, it taught me a lot about how to live and, like, sort of how to be, like, an optimized version of the person that I was as, like, a recent college grad. And, like, I definitely felt like I came out of there having gained a lot of, like, self-sufficiency and life skills and, like, knowing what I valued, you know, and, like, how to, like, prioritize dumb stuff that you like and, like, make it work even when you're in a tough place. Yeah, definitely very formative in that way.
And do you keep up with what's happening in Unalaska even after you've left?
I definitely keep up with what goes on in the state. As far as, like, local news, it's mostly the Facebook, which is an excellent Facebook page. And I love seeing, like, everyone in town that I know commenting. You know, just people are so engaged. And it's just, like, really, I don't know, it's just fun to watch as an outsider now, like, how much people really value KUCB. Because it's very, like, validating to know that helped contribute to that. And that it's still going strong. And that a community like that can sustain a really robust little public media shop is, you know, just encouraging.